verified.
Hey there, I'm gonna put you on hold for just 1 minute. I'm finishing up with a customer.
Perfect, no problem.
Established, but yeah.
Hello, you there?
Yes, I am here.
Awesome, awesome. Sorry about that.
No problem. No problem at all.
All right, so actually, they had to issue some new cards, but
okay.
I do have a card here that we can use that should go through.
Okay. Is this a MasterCard, Visa, Amex, Discover?
Let's see here. This looks like it's... Dude, he just sent me a picture.
It's okay. I can. What is the first number?
It's a MasterCard. It's a MasterCard.
Okay. Yeah. It should start with a 5.
Yep.
All right. If you want to go ahead and read that, I'll confirm it at the end.
Sure. It's 5190.
Mm-hmm.
5140.
Okay.
4578.
Mm-hmm.
5580.
Okay. So I have 5190. 5140, 4578, 5580.
You got it.
And then expiration month and year?
09/28.
09/2028. And then the last three digits on the back of the card?
603.
603. And the billing zip code for that card?
That should be the same as the company, which is
53110.
110, yeah.
Okay, perfect. Let me just update that real quick. So I was looking at the client interview calendar, and at this point we have 1 o'clock, 1:30, or this afternoon there's a 3, 4, or a 4:30.
Let's do 4 o'clock.
4 o'clock. Okay. So we're going to schedule it in this case from 4 until 5. At 3, you'll get a reminder email that the call is scheduled at 4, and I'll resend that calendar invite. Again, that invite is just for your records. You don't have to respond to it. But other than that, you're all set and squared away. On my end, we took care of everything on the previous phone call. I will, if I am available, be on that call at 4 o'clock when our technician calls you, just for the first couple of minutes to say a quick hello, introduce you to your technician, and answer any questions you might have at that time.
That sounds like a plan. I appreciate the help, Paul.
No problem. So let me just make sure that so you should have gotten a welcome email if it's been sent already. So the welcome email should come out in a minute or two, but you did receive a welcome to the Local Splash initial invoice. So that's the one email that you have right now. And if you have a second, if you could open that up at the top of it, or it's going to say, hello, Roberto. Thank you for choosing Local Splash. Your invoice is located below. Do you see that?
I do.
And then it says, please click here to accept the subscription terms. So clicking on those two words, click here, will open up the hyperlink to the written terms and conditions, everything that we went over in the voice verification provided for you here in writing. Feel free to scroll through that. I mean, obviously, Google is going to be our main focus since it's pretty much everyone's main focus. About 1 out of 10 people, though, will choose Bing over Google. So we certainly want you to get those phone calls as well. We'll mirror the content on Bing. Again, Apple Maps, Siri on a smartphone, the Facebook ads are included as well. Now, there are 3 boxes. We would want you to click all 3 of them. One that you agree to allow us to send SMS or text messages. One that you are authorized to use the card that we have on file. And the other one that you acknowledge that payments are automatic and recurring. But, of course, you can stop at any time. The longer box with the arrow – it's actually not an arrow pointer anymore. There used to be. But that longer box that says click here, that's where you're going to want to type it in, your name with the middle initial of C, and then hit confirm signature. Now that's going to do a few things. Of course, it lets us know that it's a reduced rate, that we waived your setup fee. It will also allow us to do the initial NAPW audit to make sure that any information that's already out there is accurate and to fix it if it's not. If it's prompting you to log into your tracking system, you do not need to go that next step. Our automated system thinks both that your tracking system is active and that you're trying to access it right now, neither of which is really true. We do need to do your client interview first for us to create the content that would then be tracked, but when your tracking system is active, you'll get an email and a text letting you know that it is already active, and at that point, from that point on, you have 24/7 access to it. The reports update in very near real time. You should get the welcome email in another minute or two here. Our emails get sent out in bulk every couple of minutes, and it looks like the next time they get sent out was when you're going to get that welcome email. I can pull up your login credentials right now. The welcome email has your login credentials. It also has our client support information on there, but most of our emails do. It looks like the username is going to be your phone number, the area code's included, and this is set in our system, so you can't change your username, but of course we made it easy for you to remember and easy for us to access and associate with your account. So your username, no spaces, dashes, or parentheses, just 414-554-0100. Your default password is big friends, all lowercase, no space. You can change that as often as you like. And you will, once you get the welcome email, have all of that information by way of email. It looks like it is being processed right now, the email. You'll also get an additional email, one that says action needed, pictures needed for Google verification. It does not need to be everything on that list, but anything you can send us from that list helps us to expedite the process of, you know, getting everything set up here. So if you can send us photos of tools or equipment, the work vehicle, you know, if there's a business card or anything like that, like I said, it doesn't have to be everything on there, but anything you send our way will help us to get things kind of squared away with Google, reassure Google that you are providing these services in the local area. But other than that, you're all set and squared away. If I am on that, if I am available for that phone call around 4, and it might be a couple minutes after 4, then I'll be able to say a quick hello to you. If I'm not, I'll take this moment now to say welcome aboard. You know, we're pretty excited to get this going for you.
Awesome. And then as far as the pictures go, I just got the welcome.
Oh, you did.
I got the logins here. That's big friends with an S. And then, so the pictures I just used just uploaded on this,
you can use the link there, for the photos for the, Google verification. Now, the email that we have, the support@localsplash.com email, that's really the catch-all for everything related to your account. You can send anything and everything there as well. When our technician speaks with you, they will probably give you photos@localsplash.com, PHOTOS photos@localsplash.com. That's the email address for the photos department, but you can send everything to the support email, and we'll just forward it out to the right department on our end.
Okay. All right. That sounds good. And then, so then we're set for 4 o'clock.
We are all set for 4 o'clock. Give me just a minute here. I'm going to send that calendar invite personally, and then our automated system will send you a reminder email at 3 o'clock.
Awesome. All right. Thank you for your help.
Thank you. No problem, Roberto. You take care. Thanks again.
All right. You too.
Mm-hmm. Bye-bye.